Thank you, Chris. Good morning, all. As you just heard, this is one of the areas where we have seen an amazing progress on aviation. And I think that during this presentation, what will be very clear to all of you is that alternative fuels are real, they are here, and the deployment, the development is happening. But you're also going to be seeing what are our main challenges in moving ahead. And I think also going back to the purpose of the colloquium and in preparing for our upcoming assembly, this is moving really fast. So we have to have a very forward-looking approach to that area to ensure that at the next assembly we take the necessary policy decisions to support that initiative in the best way possible. So what I'll do, I'm not going to talk about specific programs or specific developments that we have had in terms of the flight test, etc., but I'll introduce you to the process that we had in ICAO, in the organization, in trying to support those initiatives. So just as a background, in the last assembly, we had for the first time something that would talk about the use of alternative fuels. So what we have received from the assembly was a request to look into it and try to promote, improve understanding in this area, related to the potential use for aviation and what would be the impacts of using it. So I think it would be fair to say that we had two big developments in ICAO in trying to promote the understanding of alternative fuels. The first one was the workshop in February 2009, and I'll talk a little bit about that. And the second one was really the conference, and I think that was a very, very important step forward. So the workshop. We had a workshop in February 2009. We have seen some developments going on in 2008, important ones, and a few of the speakers are going to elaborate on that. And then it was felt that it was really time to put all that information, that good information together, and in ICAO, start calling the attention of our contracting states to all those important developments. So really the objective of that colloquium was to stimulate a dynamic exchange of views, to initiate work on something that could be a roadmap that would inform what was going on in that area. And also the workshop ended up being something that has prepared ICAO for the first conference in the area. By now, we have had a few moments during the colloquium that requested a little bit of understanding of the kind of meetings that we have in ICAO, and we have a difference between the colloquium, just giving information, a workshop where we exchange information, but we can have some conclusions, and then you have a conference, is where you take decisions and you make recommendations to our bodies. So we had, from the workshop, some nice conclusions and outcomes, and then it was recognized that alternative fuels could be a win-win solution for reducing the aviation dependence on fossil fuels and could be a key element to help us in the fight of global climate. And we also found that in our basket of measures in the organization, alternative fuels could be a key issue. So we were really looking into sustainable alternative fuels, those that would really bring us environmental gains, and that could be part of the measures that we'll be looking forward that aviation could use in addressing climate change. All the results of the workshop, the presentations, everything, for those that want to get deeper into the subject, they are all available in our website. Then, after we have had, and when we have made comments on that before in the colloquium, we have had our high-level meeting. And would not be a surprise to the importance of the subject that in the high-level meeting, it came out also with a highlight. And we in the high-level meeting have alternative fuels included as part of our mitigation strategies in ICAO. The high-level meeting has encouraged states and observers to participate in the conference. We had the high-level meeting in October. We had the conference on alternative fuels in November. And as you recall, COP15 was in December last year, so it was quite intense in terms of a time for us to take decisions and recommendations in the organization. So during the high-level meeting, even prior to the conference, there was this recommendation that we should bring to the attention of COP15 as part of the package that ICAO was bringing as a response from international aviation to climate change, the results of that conference. So, the conference itself. We were thrilled with the opportunity of hosting that conference in Brazil. The government of Brazil has kindly invited ICAO to host that conference in Brazil. And we all know that this is a country where alternative fuels, it's very, very high in the agenda. And we thank immensely the government of Brazil, Ambassador Raimundo, for that opportunity. I think all of those that have participated in the conference have realized the importance of that area for ICAO. So again, in the conference, we were still promoting the understanding of all our contracting states, basically on that area. What was happening in alternative fuels is that a few states and a few regions of the world were getting really, really advanced in the area, and some other areas had basically not information. And it was very important that we had a conference where all our states would participate in the recommendations and bring their views on that subject into ICAO on a more formal way. On that, I would like to make a remark. There are a few areas where we are seeing a lot of convergence within our member states for many years. Every time that we talk about technology, every time that we talk about operation measures, we have a lot of synergies. Everybody is on board. It's a win-win situation. We increase our technology, we reduce emissions, and we always have all states on board. Everybody can see what is there for them. And we have been seeing that alternative fuels is one of those areas where all our states, independent of their stage of development, see something in there for them to be part of. So those are solutions that and approaches that are being seen by our contracting states as win-win situations. So you can have the production, you have the markets willing to have those alternative fuels. So it is an area that is developing so fast in aviation because everybody is seeing a win-win situation there. So another objective of the workshop, the conference, was to see what could ICAO do to facilitate the development of and deployment. We are not fuel producers, we are not research organizations, but we can have a very important role in facilitating that information and putting forward the policies that would allow alternative fuels to move forward and move fast. So we had the conference, and the conference had very important outcomes. I would invite you to take a look. It's also available in our website on the outcomes of the conference. Very important was a declaration, and we had recommendations from the conference. In fact, we have 31 recommendations coming out of the conference in 7 different areas. We had recommendations on possible texts that could be used as a basis for our decisions in the assembly, so basic assembly text, and that was further endorsed by our council to use that as the basis for our text to be considered in the next assembly, and that's very important. We also have recommendations that would help us to promote the use of alternative fuels, to promote research in the area that would help standardize definitions and processes that are very important for everybody to move in the right direction. And also, we had recommendations to more exchange of experience and information, and I'll go to the global framework after that, because that's our platform for exchange of practices and information. And we also received a call to look into how we could facilitate the financial aspects. And you will see throughout the day that we are taking very serious steps in contacting financial organizations and bringing them here to tell you how they can assist us in that area. So just after lunch, we'll have two presentations on financial aspects, and they will touch the issue of financing for alternative fuels. So one of the recommendations was to promote what's being done, and we in our role of facilitator of information to states, we have in our open website, our public website now, what we call the Global Framework for Aviation Alternative Fuels, the GFAF. It's a document that describes basics of alternative fuels, and that's what you will see when you open the website. But it also has something that's extremely important, and it would be this summary of accomplishments. We are trying to keep up and keep track of all the accomplishments worldwide of relevance for informing our states of all the steps that are being taken by aviation in that area. So I really invite you to take a look at that, and as a preparation for the assembly, I really invite contracting states to read the outcomes of that conference, and that I believe will help you immensely in preparing yourselves for the next assembly. And with that, I promise that I was not going to go into any specifics, because you have brilliant presentations from the other speakers on how aviation has acted on that this last years. Thank you.